Okay. So we're holding here in the Pasuk, Maheri Malet Shamak Lochasas Dovat Bacha Shama, where the Malach is speaking to Lot. And the Mernebuchim, the Rambam over here, speaks about the Malachim's self-awareness. Is a Malach a conscious being, etc. So all of the Sichlim Galgalim Yisoidis are all doing what they're told to do. Aval lo yitachshav Galgalim Sichlim kidmus shakras agashmis, Hashem teva l'sigur palosam. But Galgalim or Sichlim are not like inanimate objects. In other words, I've said that Galgalim, which to him are sort of the spheres that go round, etc., they do what Hashem tells them to do, but he says it's very different than what we call nature that does what Hashem wants them to do. Ala galgalim vasichlim asigim polosei v'boichim manhigim, avaloikim v'seim ha'gasei, ashi kula b'nyanim ischachim. He says, galgalim sichlim, they have self-awareness, and they choose, but not the way we choose, but which is always new issues that come up. There are many places in the Torah where it sort of mentions as if Malachim are sentient beings. I can't do anything until you get there. In other words, there was a narrative. He was saying, and he said, okay, I'll agree to this also. Pasuk in Shmoy says, Moshe Rabbeinu warned Klal Yisrael, listen, I'm sending you a Malach to guide you, and let me tell you something, Malachim don't got the patience I have, and then I can stand up for the nonsense that you do. All of these psukim indicate that they understand what they're doing. They have bechira in whatever it is they're supposed to do. Just like we have rotzen on everything we get. We tend to do bad, wrong, etc. Whatever they do is perfect. Now, this Rambam is quite famous. Two things. There's a point, and there are two chidushim in the Rambam here. One is something about Malachim. One is something about the Galgalim. So let's deal with each chidush as it is. The Rambam Shita here is the Galgalim, which it's sort of like the planets. The real definition of the word Galgalim are, the old astronomers understood the world to be as follows. The Earth is in the middle. There's a wheel around it, like a hoop, that on it you have the sun, and that goes round, and then you have a hoop that has the moon on it. So the real force is that hoop. And there are nine Galgalim. The Rambam considers them extremely divine-type beings, those Galgalim. And the Rambam holds that they have intelligence, awareness, etc. It's the Rambam Shita. Not many agree with him, but it's not clear. There's no place in the Torah where that it would indicate it as such. But that's Ram Shita. That's one point of Chiddushet. The second point is that the Malachs are self-aware. Malachim self-aware. That seems to be wherever you find Malachim in the Torah interacting with people, they definitely seem like that. There's no Shaila to that effect. What about Bechira? That's a very sticky point. First of all, the Rambam says that their Bechira is they always choose good and well. So the question goes back, and so how does that make it Bechira? And as Bechira has to be, if I tell you that, you know, people have the ability to harm themselves, but they're always not harming themselves. The only reason you say that people have the ability to harm themselves is because there are people who, God forbid, harm themselves. But if there would be nobody who understands, then what does it mean? They have the ability, but they choose not to. So basically, it's they can't choose. What does it mean they have free choice, but they always choose good? Very, very difficult statement. One. Two, there are chazal that indicate in a few places that Malachim stepped out of line, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. However it is, one needs to understand that. In other words, let's forget the Rambam Shita, but let's take Chazal. So if they have Bechira, and they sometimes can choose bad, well, how are they different than us? And why is it that they have a better score sheet than we have? Why is it that their scorecard is so good? Are they? I mean, it's very unclear. And what's the point of Bechira? Our point of Bechira, because that's who we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us people who can choose because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that. I understand that. Malachim are entities that are there to convey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's to convey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ritzonos to us. So they're meant to be as effective as efficient as possible. Why endow them with Bechira? What's the point of it? We want them to do their job and to do it al tzar yoseh type. That's something that is not clear. Okay. Next one is Vayoma Elav Elokim B'chalom Gam Anochi Yodati. So the word Anochi is a rare form of Ani. What is it? Bira Kosa Ve'echzer Gam Anochi Oisach Ki Gam Eis Asibol Yoynesh Ve'echod Anisto Bo Loi Mini Asachet Ve'zeo Shama Anochi Lo'am Ani.
So
Anochi means it comes from a much deeper hanhaga, like Anochi Hashem Alekecha. Ve'ulai mitam ze nista alaf imilas mechatoili, ubelach hakosik achoyta lakim choyta la'echar anista, cholameim boi meim v'shem yilukir boi. So maybe there was some sort of hint over here in the fact that the chatoi leaves, there's an alaf of doubt. It's ki'ilu, the Aleph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Echad Anista is where the Chet goes to. The word Anochi, I once heard from someone who is an Aramaic grammarian, he's a professor of some languages, he called that Chaf, he called it the energetic Chaf, something like that, it has a grammatic, in other words, it's emphasis. The Pashta Pshat, just a simple way of understanding it, like you have Anochi Hashem Alekecha. The difference between Ani and Anochi is Ani is one of three. Ani, Ata, Vehu. So if it's a question is who's going to New York today, is he going? Are you going? Am I going? So the I is not something that goes to the essential me. It's simply one of any possible people, so it's me. When I want to speak about, I am a person who abhors injustice, I am a person, when I'm trying to define my essential self, Anochi. You know, mi ze ha'ish that did this and this, Anochi ha'ish. I am the person. So it's not just the emphasis, it's not just sort of a one of many possible attributions. It is who I am and what I am. That's the Pashto Pshat, and it dovetails pretty much why it is that Paro got the royal treatment. I don't know. That's why is it that he okay? Not Paro, Avimelech. I'm sorry. Next, Vayir Melkim Avom Ayer Be'Enecha Lanav Amasech Kasher Melech Asor Hashem Bekol Kibitzu Kor Chazara. What does it mean, ki be Yitzchak Yikor Chazara? He has two children. He has Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yitzchak will be better, Yitzchak will be nice. What does it mean, ki be Yitzchak Chazara, you will be considered having children through Yitzchak? V'hine bi'a kodesh baruch hu b'ter lav ramvina shalom, she'kol ma she'ftichu ha'boro yisbaruch mi'brochais, v'she'yitein mitzvah sazaroi, v'yavlois mizulosom. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised in terms of brachas and what he'll give to his children, v'yavloisim izolosei, and he will separate them, v'shebishol zera yitzok nevel vadzev lazacha. So the first thing he means is, whenever Hashem said, I will give you and your children, it means Yitzchak's line, not Yishmael's line. V'samachu musag l'beres Yitzchak, sh'ne'emar v'gamas ben ha'oma l'goy ha'simen g'zachu, u'b'yazeh sh'ha'ika Yitzchak v'zach ha'tofel, v'oid b'yir v'firish v'oma ki v'Yitzchak y'chol ha'zara. Now he says, v'oid, like Shenaskam Yishmael, so the Rambam says now second pshat. Now bear in mind that the Rambam is writing here a letter Igeres Taman. Igeres Taman means there were Jews in Taman in Yemen, and those Jews are being persecuted terribly. I guess things don't change all that much in the Middle East, and the Rambam wrote them a long letter, epistle, and being mechazit them very strongly. And part of the oppression was Muslim, you know, the Muslims over the Jews and the forced conversions and taking away kids and so on. So now he says, "V'oid kishenaskim al Yishmael, shafila yisar harbei." When we look at Yishmael, it's true they have many offspring. So that brachas or zinskayim lo yechasid. There's no real piety. He does not have the chain of Shlemus. Nobody looks and says, wow, look at these refined and elevated people, so that Avram's Torah can become Nisparsim Uzolam. Aval tisvada chasidusecha bezaracha chasid. The Avram's Torah, Avram's person, will become known through Yitzchak, not through them. Rav Hutna was captured. It was in the late 60s. They hijacked a plane, the Palestinian terrorists hijacked the plane that he was on, going to Israel, and he was in the desert, in Jordan, at the time, for a few days. So he said that the first a Palestinian that went on, whatever it was, he looked very regal and so on. And he thought that it says by Palestinians, it says Nesi'im, which you don't find by Ezev Ya'alufim, and by Yishmael Yav Nesi'im, they have elevated people, whatever it is. But then they threatened to kill them, and I think he lost all of his appreciation for any Milas and Midas Tovas that Yishmael might have. Okay, next. Vata, it says, Hishavali belokim heinem tishka li lenine nechti kacheser asher sisi imcha tasimori v'ima arz asher garta ba. So he asked them to swear that they'll, you know, he won't harm him, etc. He shavli will kim heina im tishkali. Milas im. So the word im first of all bothers Ramban. Milas im bechol makom misapekes. Al tashebo biltize. The word im always implies a possibility. If, you know, it's always a maybe. It's mostly associated with shvuas. Im tiskoli, lachein ispat beis eli im yiskapa vayiseli. Achas ispat yikotshi im ledaber achse im yivoyam luchasi. Vayiktav yishavloi leima im yir anashim yishavloi. So Ramban is bothered by a recurring phrase. What does it mean? I swore to you, if I will betray, if I will disappoint David, if the sins were. Where's the threat? In other words, I swore that if this happens, then what? Va'inyan kebavur hayoyis hashvur ba'ala ye'omar he shavali lemer koyasa lekim koyisif imtishkali ben amatina ala benasenu. So from this psukim over here, he actually has a proof. He says that every time you have a shvuah, especially if you have the word im, it implies a consequence or a penalty if you don't do the shvuah. So he's swearing and he's saying, I am swearing if you harm me. And the second half is missing, but it's implied. It sort of means there's may a curse befall me. We don't want to say it, but the word im with the shvua together, the word shvua and Allah are very, very are together, are very together in the psukim, and it means that I swear, if this is what I want to do, and if I don't do it, I accept upon me a curse of some sort. Now, what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I can stand people. I say, if I don't do this, may who knows what happened to me. How do you say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ubeyin HaGavoya, Nishbati B'Kotshim L'Dobar HaChazei V'Miskap Avoy Meiseli, Kloima, Im Yie Kein Ein Dvari Emes, Okiyoitze B'Zeh Sheisar Zatnai. Basically, what he's saying is, if this doesn't come true, then everything else said by me is not true. In other words, I'm staking my reputation. Now, it's not clear in Rabban if he means the Navi, or Ki'ilu Chas HaShalom Et Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a turn of phrase. Not clear to me. But the Pasuk obviously does not want to explain the Tnai, like we said before. It's a consequence. Many times the Pasuk leaves out the Tnai. Yes, so he says also, he says, if you will help me do this and this and this and this. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him. Well, what was the and therefore what? What will happen? Doesn't say. V'chein im yiru es ha'aretz, yachso l'pasik rishon, chayani v'yamalik pad Hashem's kol ha'aretz. So, im yiru es ha'aretz goes back to v'yamalik pad Hashem's kol ha'aretz. V'yikatsa ha'shvua. Okay, so the Ramban explains here that every shavua, especially one that has im, is actually has a condition of some consequence with it. I want to maybe add a word of explanation. Well, why is it like that? A shavua, the sort of we find all of the shavua always together. This was given by all of the shavua. So I think the Ramban explains somewhere else that Shavua ties together the Metzias with the Shoresh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Bria. And the consequence is sort of because of that. It's like if let's say I tie you to something and something happens to the thing I tied you to, it will affect you automatically. So a Shavua person is Meshatev to Shem Hashem to something in the Bria, so that means automatically whatever fortunes or misfortunes befall, it'll strike, it'll both. I think that it's sort of a connection between the ultimate Metzias HaBria and the, another minute, okay? Wait a minute. The ultimate Metzias HaBria together with that. V'loshen tiskoli, bavura yois melech v'gor ba'artzoi, oishia mishake ba'avosoi. What does it mean tishko? Why is it called sheka? He was a king and he lived in the land. Oishia mishake ba'avosoi, ko'ev ne'men ho'yeloi. He's betraying his trust. So the word shek is a betrayal of trust. So the point here was he was a king, and the trust that he had in him was justified, and therefore any betrayal of the trust is a betrayal in something that's an emes. Okay, we'll have to hold it here. Okay, thank you very much, Yomi. So I'll keep you.